Arizona's news station, KTAR News on 92.3 FM. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
It was celebratory at times. It was mean and vindictive. It was profane and angry at other times. It was everything Trump is in about an hour and something.
It was a roller coaster.
As he ranted and raved post-impeachment. But this wasn't just about impeachment. He talked about
the Mueller report.
Election coming. Comey. Peter Strzok. Bad, dirty cops. Like, everybody was in there, right?
Everybody and their grandmother, and, yeah. And he also did like shout outs. He was on the radio. I'd like to give a shout out to
like the DJ in the booth. What up? Shout out to my peeps.
And he gave a shout out to a lot of people. Arizona. You heard Arizona Representative Andy Biggs get a shout out, but the Arizona representative whose shout out I was most disturbed by, I guess
you could say. A disturbing shout out.
Was what he had to say about State Representative Debbie Lesko.
Oh, okay.
Right? Now, Congresswoman Lesko was part of the
defense team, right?
Correct. And, well, I can't even explain it to you.
Okay,
Let the president say what he has to say to Arizona Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. Take a listen.
A woman who became a star. We have a couple of women that became stars, you two. And I always liked the name of her, you know, I liked the name, Lesko.
I liked it.
That's how I picked it. I liked the name.
Picture,
I saw that
I
face,
like
I saw
face.
That everything. They gave me cards. She had
and
like
face.
Seven
her
opponents,
face
right? And you have no idea how much the public appreciates how smart, how sharp you are. Mm. This I can't tell. They just said, you know, she's really good. She's really talented. I said, let's go. We worked with her. She won her race. Tough race. It's no longer tough because what she does out there is incredible. Arizona loves her. But you were so incredible representing, I don't say me, representing our country and getting it out of this impeachment hoax. What you did was incredible.
Okay, so what I took away from that at the very beginning is, wow, women can be stars. Imagine that. Imagine even a woman can be successful.
I took from it, I don't know who you are, but I like your name. Lesko.
Well, that was and your face.
And your face.
Lesko. I picked you because of
your name. Okay.
Wow.
Nice name. Lesko.
Right.
Lesko.
And even if that's the reason why you did pick me, do you have to tell the world?
Don't say that out loud.
Just keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
Inside voices.
Because I was the best for the job.
Yeah.
I liked your name.
And then obviously, and we were expecting this, the president was none too happy with what Republican Senator Mitt Romney did yesterday, casting the lone Republican vote to convict in the impeachment trial.
Yep.
And, well, here's what he had to say about Senator Romney.
And then you have some that used religion as a crutch. They never used it before. Oh. An article written today, never heard him use it before. But today, you know, it's one of those things. But, you know, it's a failed presidential candidate, so things can happen when you fail so badly running for president.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, there's a lot to unpack there. Yeah.
Where do you want to start?
Where do you want to start? You think that his attack on Mitt Romney's religion and the idea that he thinks Mitt Romney hides behind his religion in some way, shape, or form. Mitt Romney is maybe more than any other, at least presidential politician, put his religion front and center.
Yeah.
I've never felt that he
has hit it,
downplayed it in any way.
And is only using it to his convenience.
Whether you think that's good or bad.
Right.
But he's never been, he was like, he was Mormon and then he was a politician.
Not the other way around.
And he said that like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that you attack
call that
his
devout
religion. And by the way, coming from a guy that, again, I believe is about the most amoral, atheist, if not agnostic, politician ever.
So what I'm going to do right now, guys, I'm going to play it here for a second and we can go a little
what
bit longer.
This
is the Steve Scalise audio of the president bringing up a guy who was shot on a softball field and bleeding profusely.
June of 2017 is when this a terror attack, a guy attempted to assassinate members of Congress.
And pretty much commending him on the record, he said, for blood loss. Weird. Take a listen.
A man who's braver than me and braver than all of us in this room, he got whacked.
What?
He got whacked. My Steve, right? I went to the hospital with our great first lady that night. Right, honey? And we saw a man that was not going to make it. He was not going to make it. He was the doctor. And I told him, his wife, I said, she loves you. Why do you say that? Because she was devastated. A lot of wives wouldn't give a damn. A lot of wives would have said, hey, yeah. I said, how's he doing? Oh, she couldn't even talk. She was inconsolable.
It gets weirder. Let me just tell you, it gets weirder.
I just don't understand that.
And you got to stick around.
Oh.
Because the weirdest part, if the president of the United States saying that he got whacked...
Referring to a congressman being shot on a softball
field. And if you thought that it was weird that the president thought that the wife would be inconsolable and, you know, most wives would not have acted like that.
Yeah.
If you thought, just wait. We're going to play the rest of it for you. Coming up here in just a second.
Yeah. The crazy knows no bounds. We'll dig into that next right here on Arizona's News Station.
Get some perspective. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes. KTAR News on 92.3 FM.
We're going to just take one part of the rambling that Trump just wrapped up and try to dissect it. Let's do this like we're going through game film.
Oh, okay.
All right? We'll break it down, if you will, and try to understand and make sense of what is going on. Now, here's the preface. Trump is going around the room. He's giving shout-outs to people he recognizes. He recognizes Congressman Steve Scalise. My Steve is what he calls him. And Steve Scalise, you may or may not remember, was one of the congressmen, the most seriously injured congressman, who was shot on a softball field back in June of 2017. Okay, we pick the story up from there. There's a little bit of the backstory. Trump sees him in the crowd and says this.
A man who's braver than me and braver than all of us in this room, he got whacked.
Whoa. Okay, let's stop right there. We didn't get very far. He got whacked. The only time I've ever heard whacked, it's like a mob term, isn't it? Is it like the Sopranos or Godfather?
Let's go to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
You get whacked, right? And by the way, you don't survive getting whacked.
What one of the definitions for the term
okay.
whacked to murder or to kill someone.
Yeah. So it's not like you can get whacked twice.
But is that really what he meant?
No, he didn't mean whacked.
He got whacked.
Okay.
My Steve, right?
My Steve.
I went to the hospital with our great first lady that night.
Yeah.
Right, honey?
Yeah.
And we saw a man that was not gonna make it.
No.
He was not gonna make it. He was the doctor. And I told him his wife, I said, she loves you.
Yeah.
Why do you say that? Because she was devastated.
Well,
a lot of wives wouldn't give a damn.
Okay, slow down.
Wait a second. Wait. He was surprised that you told him his wife loved him and most wives wouldn't give a damn?
Are you insinuating that most wives, in finding out that their husband had been whacked and wasn't doing well, would just go home?
Well,
they wouldn't give a damn?
I'm offended by that.
But
you know what? I'm not. I'm not going to take this as an indictment.
Now, maybe all of Trump's wives would do that because
thing.
That's just a business transaction.
It's not about an indictment on you know wives.
Melania's not sticking around the hospital.
A lot of wives. Yeah. A lot of wives would have said, hey, yeah. I said, how's he doing? Oh, she couldn't even talk. She was inconsolable. Most wives would say, not good. Listen, I'm going home now.
I'm going home now.
Not good. I'm going home. Again,
what
his
would Melania
wives,
do?
Go home.
What would Melania do?
Not good, going home. Yeah, she would leave. Absolutely. His wives would leave.
Me.
I don't know if most wives would leave their husband if he was shot and not doing good in the hospital.
And they would be inconsolable.
Well, I would.
That is your,
I would
that
hope
is your
that
partner.
His wife was understandably upset. I'm not faulting her for that.
I don't know. I just think, I found
bizarre.
It so distasteful to even like joke about it. But continue here, Mr. President.
But the doctor came in. The wife is like, She was a total mess.
Yes, of course she was.
She was really devastated. And it really looked like he had a 20-25% chance. I think you said a record for blood loss.
Stop there. What is the record for blood loss?
What's
the record? Because you know, Trump is always everything's hit biggest and most and most bigly. So is the argument that because my Steve, his Steve Scalise is his
got
friend.
Whacked.
He got whacked.
His wife didn't go home.
She didn't leave him.
No.
She was brave. Most would have left.
Yeah.
That he had to set a record for blood loss. It had to be the most blood loss ever. Yeah. Because it's his guy.
Well, that's the reason why she stayed back.
Oh, for God.
He set a record.
And Steve Scalise, honestly, I think you're better looking now. You're more handsome now. You weren't that good looking.
Slow down.
Oh, jeez. As if it doesn't
minute.
Get any worse or weirder.
You got better looking after you were almost murdered by a domestic terrorist on a softball field?
You look good now. He looks better now. Can you believe it? I don't know what the hell that is.
Awesome.
Better now.
We're going to clap for that. Okay.
What a guy. And he was practicing. He was practicing for the baseball game against, I guess, the Democrats, right? And this whack job.
Okay, to be clear, this whack, different from the other whack. Okay, when he got whacked, that's the murder. Whack job is to describe somebody out of their mind. Just, you know, if you're keeping record at home.
Yeah.
Started shooting. Hurt Rogers. I don't know if Rogers here. But hurt a number of people. Hit him. But really hit Steve.
Really?
Steve was at second base. He was the second baseman. And he went down, and it was terrible. I mean,
I saw the
whole thing, and it was terrible.
You weren't there. No, you weren't there. You didn't see the whole thing. You know what? We played in air. We didn't play. We aired for you in real time, live, the president's hour-long speech, calling, you know, what has transpired. Let's see. It was unfair. It was evil. It was bad.
It's
horrible.
BS.
Dirty cops. Disgrace. Evil. Corrupt. And the reason why we played it all for you is because I think that we should have the chance to see the most powerful man in the world, the guy who has the nuclear football. What he thinks and how he processes situations, and then allow you to contemplate whether or not you're comfortable with that, and all the other leaders in the room smiling and clapping and nodding along.
Yeah. Absolutely bizarre.
It's a fantastic time to be
and
alive.
It was fantastic. It was must-see TV.
Got whacked.
It was hilarious.
It was BS.
Shooting people. Yeah, it was
we learned Debbie Lesko. He just likes her for her name and her face.
Picked her because of her name.
You know?
And face.
And women can be stars. Did you know that?
Yeah,
did you know?
Can they? And all of his family got a shout out, including Barron, but not Tiffany. Where is Tiffany Trump? Hashtag where's Tiffany? She doesn't count? Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you for spending some time with us today. We appreciate it. We looked through the double pane bulletproof glass. We've got DJ Tommy Two-Tone, super producer Stevie Z, and Bob McClay sticking around with the news, traffic, and weather you need to know.